Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Svetlana Stalin, in her recently published memoirs, relates the loneliness surrounding the death of her father. She wrote, "My father died a difficult and terrible death. For the last 12 hours, the lack of oxygen was acute. His face altered and became dark. His lips went black and the features grew unrecognizable." And then she notes, "At what seemed like the very last moment, he suddenly opened his eyes and cast a glance over everyone in the room. Then something incomprehensible and terrible happened that to this day I can't forget and don't understand. He suddenly lifted his left hand as though he were pointing to something up above. The next moment, after a final effort, the spirit wrenched itself free of the flesh." Concluded Svetlana, "God grants an easy death only to the just." Brian Epstein, manager of the Beatles, found dead in his bed, was once asked what he feared most in life. His reply, loneliness. "I hope I'll never be lonely." Epstein, a multimillionaire, was found in his London home alone with only a liquor bottle and barbiturates on his bedside table, his only companions. The Beatles were on a meditation retreat with an Indian mystic in Wales when they learned of the death of their 32-year-old manager. Well, similarly, we're reminded of the caption which headlined the death of Marilyn Monroe, which read, "She was a lonely woman." A loneliness is a characteristic of many who have once paraded in bright lights, knowing fame and fortune, but who've never come to know the love and companionship that comes from knowing Christ. All to a greater or lesser degree experience this loneliness. Augustine, relating how he sought to keep pace or outrival his gay companions, living it up with wine, women, and song, came to the realization that it is a lonely existence without God. In his Confessions, he relates, "Among my equals, I was ashamed of being less shameless than others when I heard them boast of their wickedness. And I took pleasure not only in the pleasure of the deed, but in the praise." It was when Augustine discovered peace through Jesus Christ that changed this miserable existence that he could thenceforth remind others, "Man's soul was made by God, and it cannot rest until it rests in God." For Epstein, it was not only a lonely existence, a lonely life, but even at his funeral service, he was alone with no Beatle present. Yet it was the Beatles whom he personally discovered that helped him make $14 million in 5 years. Well, money doesn't relieve loneliness. Some of the richest are the loneliest who have found their money doesn't buy happiness. Again, the scriptures speak convincingly when they declare, "They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Writing to the young man Timothy, the Apostle Paul goes on to warn, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Did you hear it? Well, Christian Victory magazine notes the tragedy with many today is that they want more things, things, things. They want more money to spend on themselves, or they want a better home, a newer car, a color TV. Or they want someone else's wife or someone else's job. O'Brien Epstein, though he had fame and fortune, was without faith. Though possessing millions, he was miserable. Though seeking pleasure, he never found peace. For it is only as we come to discover life in Christ that we find real happiness. As the psalmist David testified, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Well, David once knew what it meant to be alone. Hear him as he prays, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Following his sin with Bathsheba, he felt the sting of loneliness. Hear him as he cries out for forgiveness, praying, cast me not away from thy presence. Chased by his enemies, he knew what it meant to be alone. And again he cries out, deliver me, O my God, make haste to help me. Even distressed by thoughts of age and weakening, we hear him praying, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. How typical of the cry of man today. Visit our penal institutions. Visit our hospitals and homes for the aged, and we hear of loneliness. On the far-flung battlefields of the world, in Vietnam, there is loneliness. Life for many is filled with loneliness. But David conquered loneliness, tending his sheep away from home. Amidst dangers, he could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yes, there is a cure for loneliness. Livingston, to the students at Glasgow University, declared, shall I tell you what sustained me in my exiled life among strangers whose language I could not understand? A hush settled over the student body as they listened eagerly for his reply. Livingston then quoted the words of Jesus, who said, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Ah, yes, said Livingston, it was this that comforted me at all times. We're never alone when we have the Savior. What comfort, what companionship. An Irish peddler was met by another Christian who exclaimed, Mike, isn't it grand to be saved? Eh, it is, said the peddler, but I know something better. Oh, what's that, Mike? What's better than being saved? Replied the peddler, the companionship of the one who saved me. Oh, how blessed to have this assurance that we're not alone once we come to know Christ. For he has testified, saying, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Well, now for anyone that is lonely, I want you to hear this. Here is a sure cure for loneliness. For to those who have placed implicit faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is his promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Dr. Weiss, noted Greek instructor and author, points out that there are three negatives in this verse, making this promise of triple assurance. It is though the Lord was saying to his own, those who have come to place trust in him, I will never, never, never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now the word forsake is a compound of three Greek words. Says Weiss, the meaning of the word is that of forsaking someone in a state of defeat or helplessness, in the midst of hostile circumstances. The word in its totality means to abandon, to desert, to leave in straits, to leave helpless, to leave destitute, to leave in the lurch, to let one down. So Dr. Weiss goes on to give his rendition of this verse in his own words. I will not, I will not, I will not let thee down, leave thee in the lurch, leave thee destitute, leave thee in straits and helpless, abandon thee. The next verse says, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You may have read in one of our popular magazines, or heard us relate on this broadcast, Ruth Hagee's thrilling testimony. During the Congo crisis, she was left alone while her missionary companion was killed. She testified how, in the midst of fear and loneliness, with the Jeunesse threatening to slash her throat, she found peace and calm as she quoted the promise, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A friend, you're not alone if you have the abiding presence of the Almighty. And this is what men need today. Brian Epstein, dead at 32, whose greatest fear was loneliness, because he never found this abiding presence. He sought in liquor and LSD and marijuana to find that inner satisfaction, that discovery of self, but found only a vacuum and a void that left life empty and left him alone. Epstein admitted having made 5 trips in LSD during a 14-month period, but never lost sight of loneliness. If anything, his loneliness increased. On the other hand, take Helen Keller, dumb and deaf and blind, who should have been lonely, but who found the cure for her loneliness. She once made request of the eminent Bishop Philip Brooks. "Tell me what you know of God," she asked. Well, comments the Reverend Purnell Bailey. Helen Keller made the same inquiry that is upon the hearts of most of us. Our hearts hunger to know of spiritual experiences that others have known. But this experience cannot come from trying LSD, marijuana, or any of the psychedelic drugs. Only through an intimate acquaintance with the living Christ can this hunger be satisfied, this aching void filled, this loneliness overcome. Earlier this year, we read of a French couple rescued at sea after spending 2 months marooned on a tropical island. Circumstances surrounding the loneliness of that expedition were described as terrifying, a foretaste of hell. But it is certain, my friends, that greater loneliness will be shared throughout eternity by those forever separated from God. Some who jokingly refer to going to hell because they have friends there do not know what they're talking about. The wages of sin is death, separation from God, solitary confinement, loneliness, hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The message we leave with you today is a simple reminder that Christ came to save us from the loneliness of hell, that we may have fellowship and companionship with Him in heaven forever. Are you lonely? Then why not personally avail yourself of the privilege of coming to know Christ as a living person, to know Him now? He declares, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me." Right now, you can know this release from loneliness. You can invite Him into your heart and life. You need never be lonely again. One is walking with me over life's uneven way, constantly supporting me each moment of the day. How can I be lonely when such fellowship is mine with my blessed Lord divine? How can I be lonely when I've Jesus only to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my path seem dreary when He's walking by my side? Well, there are many today who are away from friends or who've lost loved ones who are lonely. But how wonderful to know there is a friend who is closer than a brother, who promised never to leave us nor forsake us, who said, "Lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world."
Will you be ready to go when the morning sun comes riding down, His eyes are faced with many crowns? Will you be ready to go?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com. On the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.